Shlomo's Laban Aliyah. Shlomo ben son Shlomo's Laban Aliyah. Okay, so this week, one of the big halachas of Erev Tisha B'Av, I've told you before that it's that the laws of Tisha B'Av are a photo negative of Pesach in a lot of different ways. How the character of the day spills into the day before it. The same way Pesach is Erev Pesach is not just a day that we're finishing cleaning and setting up, but Erev Pesach was the day when a lot of the action was happening in the Beis HaMikdash. Hallel was being said on Erev Pesach. There was a lot of Pesach energy happening on the day before Pesach. So, similarly, in photo negative. Negative expression, the of Erev Tisha B'Av holds some of the character of the day of Tisha B'Av as well. And the practice is that we eat before the fast what's called a Suda Mafsekes. The Suda Mafsekes is a meal that it's comprised of a very, very sparse accommodations where you should have just two cooked items. There's a preference of eggs or lentils, or eggs and lentils. If possible, to have a little bit of dry bread and some water. And when we went to summer camp, everybody has an egg and a little piece of bread. There's no shear except for the shear of washing. You don't have to have a shear of the egg. That's right. They would sit. One of the Tanaim would sit by between the wall and the oven, there's the minhag to dip it in a little bit of ash. You don't have to dip it in ash. There's no shir achila of ash. If you want, you can touch a little bit of ash. You don't have to eat ashes. And this is a halacha which only applies to Tisha B'Av and not into the regular laws of Avelis. I've had people calling and said, oh, well, they just came back from the Beis Chaim, from the cemetery. We're going to go feed him eggs and ashes. Now I'm like, no, you don't need to feed eggs and ashes. No eggs and ashes. That's Tisha B'Av. That's Tisha B'Av. But one of the interesting halachas, there are a lot of interesting halachas, like Amy said, you eat by the oven by yourself. Eat by yourself, and you don't make a zimun. Everybody sits by themselves. You wash. You sit by yourself, and you don't need to eat a zimun. You don't make a zimun afterwards. That's an interesting halacha. And I saw again in the Sefer Tor Berekas, from Chaim HaKohen of Aleppo. He writes. One idea behind this halacha is, as we know, what was the cause of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash was wanton hatred, sinas chinam. Another Gemara was Lashon Hara. It's the same root. It's just being nasty to each other, not being able to get along with each other, and as a result, the Chaim says. You should think about it. Why are we sitting here eating alone? Because of a failure to connect to each other. And we failed to connect. We could not connect. We could not find common ground. As we know from the historians of the time, there are many, many sects during the Second Temple era that were fighting each other. And there's a lot of infighting. If we remember the Gemara talking about the Biryonim, the people were trying to force everybody into an all-out war with the Romans, despite the fact that the city of Jerusalem had storehouses enough to sustain the city for 20 years or something like that. Crazy. Was it 12 years? 20 years? It's a long time. But the Biryonim were trying to fight and ultimately burnt all the food, causing a famine in the city, hoping to cause the desperation to fight against the Romans. All this infighting, and it was rife throughout all of the Second Temple period. And this sinas chinam, this inability to get along, this inability to see good in each other, to find common ground, to love each other, to backbiting and backstabbing and infighting, to let it go. As we know, that any of the social ills that caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash remain with us today. And if we could figure out a way to deal with it, then we'd be a lot closer to be building a Beis HaMikdash. So we're sitting alone. Because this is where all that hatred in Lashon Hara got us to. You can't sit with your fellow. You sit there by the wall alone. I told you 2 weeks ago at Shalosh Shittos, I'll say it again because it's really, for me, it's very striking. Maral says, why was the second Beis HaMikdash destroyed because of wanton hatred for each other? He said, because in the second Beis HaMikdash, we had nothing except each other. It was not Urim V'Tumim, not prophecy, not miracles, nothing. Why do we have a second Beis HaMikdash? Because it was the Beis HaMikdash of the Jewish people. We had each other. And the second we didn't have each other, there's no need for a Beis HaMikdash. Right? Imagine two orphans have nothing left in the world except for each other. And if they don't have each other, what do they have left? Nothing. So as a result, when we sit by the Sudha Mafsekis, we sit by ourselves. We sit by ourselves to remind ourselves, this is where all the hatred, the infighting, the everything, the not being able to be fargain each other, this is where it's brought us to. So we're going to sit and eat eggs and bread alone. Until the point we can come to learn to get it together. To learn until we can bring it together. And this, today happens to be the day, the yahrzeit of the Arizal. Arizal who, like I told you yesterday, codified and took a lot of the teachings of the Zohar and made it into a formatted it in a way that we could see it. Arizal famously starts out davening and says that before a person can daven, a person should try to accept in their hearts love of the Jewish people, because a person can't pray, a person can't daven for themselves until they attach themselves to the entire Jewish people. To try to attach themselves, even people we disagree with, even people we don't see eye to eye with, differences in opinion and culture and thought and in ways of thinking, to try to accept everybody. So it's a good day to talk about this inyan. From the Arizal, it's a good day to think about this halacha of the halacha of Sudha Mafsekis. Mitzvah Hashem, we shouldn't have to implement it.